Stratus.com.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is Showtime Eric Young.
This is your favorite knockout, Tara.
This is WWE superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best New Show, The Rock.
People are sheep, you understand me? They can't lead themselves, they need to be led. People buy and sell fear. I created war. And I think it's time for the masses to wake up.
Wake up and look at this line they're living in, man!
The world is deteriorating between their toes, and they do nothing about it. They only stand there, they whisper and wonder, but they never do anything about it. But I've seen it all in my dreams and in my thoughts. And above everything else, I understand.
This is not the beginning. Stand.
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
Aw, Puddin'. You know, you've always been pretty, but you've never been the smart one in this relationship.
And TNA.
Look at these bookmarks they found.
My gosh, can two human beings even do that? Hey, but you know, my secretary borrows this all the time. She may have put some of that on there.
Yeah, look at, as a lawyer, you got to be careful with this kind of stuff. Look at, we're buddies, right?
Well, yeah, you and my brother are best friends.
I'm worried about you. I'm pretty much a scientist now. I'm going to help you with this. We're going to get to the bottom of it.
Huh? What?
I'm going to borrow your pad. I'm going to check out the rest of
the pad. That's
your flavor, man. I know.
Wait a minute.
The bottom of it.
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh, my God, it's Taker. Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh, my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la 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 la, what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Everyone, welcome to the Rack Post Show right here on WildTalkRadio.com. That's right. As promised, we are bringing you our full in-depth recap of WWE and E! Network's Total Divas from last week. But we've got a rather special treat for you. Rather than just recapping it, we're actually going to be sitting here watching the show for you as we do the recap. So you're going to get our full thoughts and opinions as the action happens. So stay tuned.
The following interpretation is brought to you by Taste and Good Form. Oh, you were not aware of this? Your posterior better contact someone at once!
Ladies and gentlemen, young people of all gender and ages, Taste and Decency proudly presents to you
the home of the award-winning RackRadioShow.com. Here you'll be able to find information about the show, how to buy our one-of-a-kind merchandise, and of course, all the great interviews we have done, including interviews with the likes of Trish Stratus, Christopher Daniels, and of course, WWE superstar The Miz. Once again, that's RackRadioShow.com.
And if you're not down with that, we have two words for you. You're welcome!
Looking for one of the most popular stop-motion animation wrestling shows on the internet today? Then check out Crash Collision Wrestling, created by the one and only Matt Goldberg. He's the director of Terrified and Pope Against All Odds. CCW is a stop-motion animation series featuring WWE and TNA stars, and it also happens to be endorsed by the likes of Elijah Burke, Hulk Hogan, and TNA knockout Tara.
This is Tara from Impact Wrestling, and for the number one animated wrestling show, make sure you check out Crash Collision Wrestling, or else get slammed by moi.
Check out the show by logging on to youtube.com/mbg1211, and don't forget to like Crash Collision Wrestling on Facebook. Once again, check out Crash Collision Wrestling today.
Because everybody knows, much like Pope, CCW, it's pimping.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show. From the big returns...
After 7 long years, finally, The Rock has come back to Monday Night Raw!
To the shocking moment... And the moments that leave you speechless.
I grew up locked in a basement, suffering severe psychological and emotional scarring when my brother set my parents on fire. From there, I shifted around among a series of mental institutions until I was grown, at which point I buried my brother alive. Twice. Since then, I've set a couple of people on fire and abducted various co-workers. Oh, and I, once electrocuted a man's testicles.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I don't care what y'all say.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network. Keep listening, because Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
All right, we're back, and as promised, we're now starting with Total Divas. Joining you, as always, is myself, Lindsay Ward, and my awesome producer, Sir Rockin.
Yes, I am here. We are ready to go, and oh my god, this is going to be awesome.
I can't wait.
Right now, we're seeing a recap of last week's show, which was the newbies in action.
Including the special little snowflake, which we're going to get into later.
Oh, yeah, the special little snowflake, yeah. So the setup for this show is basically a tango with Fandango, and we have JoJo and Eva Marie in the building at the moment.
You know, if I were them, the last place I would want to stand is by the stage.
It's the only place you're allowed to stand, I think, to get into the arena.
You can stand backstage.
Well, if you want to actually get into the arena, yeah, that's where you can stand. And look, it's Fandango.
And the brunette dancer, who I miss so much.
The actual professional dancer. And look, here's Eva Marie, the so-called... Well, we'll get into that in a second. She wants to dance with Fandango. She believes she can do all those moves. Really? You don't want to be in training camp for 6 to 8 months? Really?
Yeah, seriously. The whole point of being there is to learn how to be a diva, to learn how to be a professional wrestler.
Welcome to the big leagues. You actually have to train and stuff. When you've never done it, you should actually start to, you know, train. Oh, look, it's okay. the Funkadactyls.
With the AJ Lovebite shirt.
Mm-hmm. Kind of shows where this one is timed compared to everything else. Oh my god, I don't want to wear this crap. Look at all these ugly outfits we have. Oh my god. Like, what the hell?
I'm really kind of curious. They're complaining about these WrestleMania outfits. I want to know when they actually told her they wanted them done.
Exactly. As we detailed last week when we did it on the show, it's like, we know that that wasn't real, but come on now. At this point, we suspect this is, what, 3 months later?
Probably, yeah. Given the fact that the shirt came out midsummer, mm-hmm. Or, yeah. But, they're sitting here talking about the fact that, oh, yeah, they want to go get their gear made by somebody else because they don't like, you know, what Sandra makes. So, you know, instead of going and, you know, talking to her about it or talking to another seamstress, no, 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 we're going to go to somebody outside the WWE and we're going to get it made.
Mm-hmm. Because that's what we got to do. Oh, look. It's Nikki and Brie. Nikki and Brie ready to go on a jet to Tampa Bay, home of Florida Indie Wrestling.
Is it wrong that I'm going to be really sick of seeing Nikki's boobs by the end of this show?
There's nothing wrong with seeing her boobs, because they're always right in front of your face.
I know, but it's like, they're always out there, they're always in your face. It's like she walks out with her boobs permanently just, you know, on display, and we all know why! Because every time they show her and John Cena together, he's looking at her boobs.
Well, John Cena likes her boobs. Hey, look, it's Natty and, JoJo.
Hey, look, it's Big Show in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And he consumes an entire couch.
Yeah, he did.
And here's where the kind of hilarity of this show comes in.
Fandango has a dancer every week. No, he's had the same dancer just about every week, except for her and Summer Rae. But, you know, let's not let facts get away with a good story. And look.
Hey, it's Fandango. How about that? And it's not Johnny Curtis, folks. It's Fandango.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't have the crazy accent or the voice.
No, no, no. He's just Fandango. Male superstar.
And here's where the beginning of the lie starts. They tell Fandango Eva Marie knows how to dance.
Mm-hmm. And Fandango starts to hit on her a little bit.
Yes, the flirtations start.
Mm-hmm. I'm so excited to beat Fandango's dance partner. I'm so excited.
By the way, Eva Marie needs to get her roots done. Just pointing that out.
So, backstage, it's the Bellas. Hey, it's the Road Dog!
Hey, Road Dog! Pre-match instructions.
Mm-hmm. Just tell them to make sure to do the twin magic that you're famous for. Best match you can. Okay. We are the biggest bitches to ever come around, is what they describe their character as.
Yeah, I'd like to point out there have been bigger.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see I want to see Sable in the Bellas in a bitch off.
Little switcheroo. Oh, look at us. Oh, boobs win. I mean, Nikki. We're free.
Yeah, I remembered this match because this is the match where the ref noticed, oh yeah, one's boobs are bigger than the other.
We're going to get Bella style on you. Bella style. Whatever that means. That means we look like we're beating you up and sort of not really doing so.
You don't mess with a black girl, they will take you out.
Mm-hmm. And we're back with Eva Marie. And the new diva, the newbie, is talking to her bosses.
Jane and Mark from Talent Relations, the EVP of Talent Relations, by the way. Just, you know, the person that can basically decide her entire future in this company. And she's now telling them she has a dance background.
Not just
to which they're both, you know, confused.
Not just any dance background, a ballroom dance background.
And ballet.
Mm-hmm.
Just to class it up, just a little bit.
Of Because newbies can totally pitch ideas to be with veteran characters.
Well, to be fair, this is right after Fandango had essentially debuted, so he wasn't a veteran yet.
But the person behind Fandango has been around a while.
Oh, we know the person behind Fandango has been around a while, but...
Better find my dancing shoes. Like, you actually own a pair. Hey, look, it's The Shield and, Daniel Bryan.
And Hell No! It's Team Hell No! Hi, Dean! And we're back to Fandango. And JoJo's talking to Fandango about how they saw him dancing. And he's flirting with JoJo.
Mm-hmm.
She's 19! And there's Eve Marie to claim her prize. As it were.
So, you know, I'm going to be in Tampa this week, and, you know, if you want to slow it up for me, you know, give me a call. As he wants to think about her in the shower.
And she asks if she should go scrub his back.
Mm-hmm. The slutting up begins. I think I can, but I don't know how to ballroom dance.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I don't know how to actually ballroom dance. Now, you would think the girl would have a brain. And even though this is completely set up, as we're going to commercial and we get to see everybody in the pool, it's... You would think the girl would have a brain and at least go get a ballroom dancing lesson or two. You would think that. And they would show that, but oh no, 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 no. Instead, she's going to take a much more classic approach to this as we head to commercial.
Classic.
So yes, so far we have seen... just the groundwork laid for probably one of the most brilliant scripted screw-ups in WWE ever. Because I actually want to go find... Because didn't she actually dance with him on Raw? Or am I wrong on that?
Alright, well, this is where I'm actually going to edit things. What did you say? No, seriously.
I asked if, did she actually dance with Fandango on Raw? Or did they get the brunette girl back? I'm trying to remember.
Oh, yeah, I got distracted. Anyway. Continued tape here. no, that was when, I think it... See, it all depends when this was taped and how this was formulated. That could have been when the professional dancer was coming in for the dance-off.
It could have been. Let's see. This is where I go to YouTube.com. Fandango. Eva Marie. Let's see. This is all the Total Divas stuff. See. Here's her debut. I don't think she actually danced with him on Raw.
No, she never got that far. Ooh, Vanessa and Ashley, Inner Circle, whoever the fuck they are.
Ex-Disney stars. Vanessa Hudgens is the one that got fired from Disney for posing nude.
Gotcha. And we're back. So we get off the bus, and we're going on a private plane.
They're getting off the bus for you?
Huh?
They're getting off the bus for you?
They just got off the bus, yes.
Okay, I'm behind you then. So?
They're just now getting on the plane.
Okay, I'm not too far behind then. So anyway...
Where are you at now?
They're on the plane, and she's talking about being on a private plane.
Okay, we're good now.
You know what's kind of interesting about these two, when I talk about Nikki and Brie, is it's Nikki obviously is dressing to keep John's eyes on her, just looking at the way she's dressed, because she's wearing a very tight, very short dress where her boobs are literally falling out. Versus
boobs are out and no underwear.
And no underwear. Versus Brie, who is dressed in, like, yoga pants, a tank top, and, like, a sheer cover-up, and sneakers.
Mm-hmm. And now we're talking about,
Eva Marie.
Eva Marie being, you know, being more slutty and tweeting John Cena.
And he's staring right at her boobs! Like, right at her boobs! The whole time!
Mm-hmm. And now John's going to step in it.
Eva Marie has gotten his attention, folks. Uh-oh, could Nikki have some competition?
Daniel Bryan's just sitting there laughing.
He's like,
oh, John, you just stepped in it big time.
But you can tell, I guess, who's a little bit more secure in their relationship between the two twins. Because Brian and Brie have reached that point. But anyway, going back to, now we're back with the newbies, and well, Eva Marie's boyfriend shows up out of nowhere.
That no one knew about.
And, oh yeah, oh, yeah, like, they've only been dating for two and a half months.
Oh yeah, I have a boyfriend. For 2.5 months.
Poor JoJo.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see more of her, because she's so adorable.
She is. I think... Alright, she has a boyfriend. Okay, whatever.
JoJo's like, yeah, okay, this isn't good. And he's only there for, like, a turnaround, so he's only there overnight.
Mm-hmm. So basically now JoJo has to leave the room so they can have sex.
Pretty much. Actually, I just noticed she's already got the ring on her finger. So they taped this backwards.
Really?
Or they edited this. Yeah, if you look when she's kicking JoJo out of the room, she's already got the ring on.
Hmm.
Because, oops, somebody just got engaged.
She gets engaged. And there's the engagement. Will you marry me?
And to be fair, guy has nice taste in jewelry. It's a nice ring. I approve.
Lindsay approves this engagement ring. And now let's run and tell JoJo. Oh my god. Are you serious? What the hell? You're engaged? Oh my god.
So now we have a secret boyfriend. We have a secret engagement. Neither of which, frankly, I think she deserves. But then we go to the one fuckadactyl and her boyfriend in the car where she almost, like, karate chops him in the face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's smart to do while you're driving.
Yeah.
Especially when he's driving, like, either a Lexus or a Mercedes.
And now we're talking about the man who's that bomb.com. Yes, bomb.com, folks.
No, dabomb.com.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, she's describing the outfit of sparkly lime green with rhinestone buckles and shorts and people to go, damn!
Mm-hmm.
And she's only giving him 2 or 3 days to make this.
Yeah, because that's realistic. Look, I just made a phone call. Aren't you proud?
I just made a business call. Go me.
You're going to be all more glimmer. Yeah, speak English, thanks. Appreciate it.
Glimmer's a word, honey.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, well.
And now we see John Cena's house, which is massive and impressive and white. really, 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 really white. And incredibly, I'm sorry, impersonal and cold. And Brian's like, oh my god, I've never been in a house this big in my life.
So Nikki's now giving the grand tour of John's house, because John can't be fucked.
And by the way, the grand foyer, my apartment would fit in that.
Mm-hmm.
And the dressing room.
It's a giant closet.
The Daniel Bryan is not impressed.
Daniel Bryan's like, I don't even have, like, he has so many shoes, I have, like, two.
There, I mean, there's an elevator in the closet to go up to the master bedroom, and the pool, the only thing I want from John Cena's house is his pool, because it is amazing.
It is an awesome pool, look. It is an awesome pool. And she almost slips up saying, oh my god, it's almost better than your house.
And look, there's Nikki's boobs, again. And now they're looking at the guest house, which is about as big as Brian's house in Aberdeen, and it's way nicer. But you can tell that he's either just had it decorated, or he's just moving in, or something, because there's boxes and still paper.
Something's just going on with it.
Yeah. And now she's going to take her sister for a drive in the really expensive sports car.
Mm-hmm. Where you once again see Nikki's boobs hanging out. If we get pulled over, I'm just going to show the cop my tits.
And get out of the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
The classic girl response. I'm just curious, what would happen if she wrecked like that? Because that's at least a $200,000 car. So what would happen if, say, she wrecked that car, or she got pulled over and it got possessed by the cops? Like, what would happen? I'm just kind of curious.
She would probably have to sell her car she got last month, or last week.
Oh, good point.
To pay for it all, you know, that sort of thing. So we're now transitioning over back to... Oh, it's Eva Marie, the fiancé at this point. Where the boyfriend who was there just to propose is now leaving.
I will say that's pretty romantic for a guy to fly all the way out from the West Coast to the East Coast just to propose. But that's pretty cool.
Yeah, but wouldn't you think he would stick around a little bit longer than a day?
Especially seeing as his fiancé is getting dressed up for her business meeting with Fandango. And oh yeah, you know, what does one wear to a business meeting? Fake eyelashes and a semi-slutty dress. And she goes sans her engagement ring.
This is totally business, but I'm going to let my tits, like, hang out, and he can just look up my dress. And there goes the ring.
She's wearing that big-ass, ugly, clunky watch, but she's taking off her engagement ring. Who takes off their engagement ring? Seriously, who does it? I mean, aside from what they do in the ring, which I can understand you take it off for TV, but for a business meeting, you don't take off your engagement ring. You don't.
Especially, you know, 12 hours after you got the ring.
Because, you know, that's a relationship based on trust and fidelity. As we go to commercial and Eve and Fandango are meeting up for dinner.
Mm-hmm. So next week on E! News... we're at commercial. So what did you take out of that last segment?
I kind of took out, really, the difference between the two sisters. Like, you seriously can see the difference between, really, their ways of life. And it's like, yeah, Brie kind of likes the things that Nikki's has right now, mm-hmm. but at the same time, it's like you can tell to at least Brian and Brie, it doesn't really matter, because they're not about, it's like to them it's not about stuff.
No.
To Nikki and John, it is very much about stuff and what they have and how big his house is and how, you know, what kind of cars he has and how nice everything is but it's like you look at John's house and it's It's a nice house. I'm not going to lie. It's a very nice house. I could live in it. I could totally live in it. But it's so cold.
It doesn't feel homey.
No, it doesn't feel like a house. It doesn't feel like a home. It's a house. And I think that's the difference, especially when we get into Brian's segment where they go to his place. It's John Cena. It's like I keep saying it. It's John Cena's house. It's not his home. It's his house. It's like you can tell he doesn't spend a lot of time there because at least the parts that we see of it are very sterile.
Right.
There aren't a lot of personal effects. It's almost like they rented a really big, impressive house and kind of put some of his stuff in it to make us think that that is his actual house.
I think it is his actual house. I don't know if he's been there long. Because, again, he did just get divorced. For those just keeping track, he's been divorced about a year.
You know, in case you read false stories on the internet.
Certain Canadians out there. And here I thought we would get through a show without taking a shot. And I just did.
Us make it through a show without taking a shot? You lie. You lie so much.
I know, I'm such a liar. So yeah, this is going. I hope everyone out there is enjoying this and this experience that is called Total Divas, because we actually like the show. It's growing on us big time.
It is growing on us big time. Well, I think it's interesting to see all of them in somewhat real life situations, and you get to see their real life personalities. And Brian, as so far I can say, Brian is exactly who I expect him to be.
Mm-hmm.
And what's, I think, really surprising so far is John Cena is not the Boy Scout that you think he is.
And we're back.
And we're back, but we'll get into that a little bit later.
As we're back to John Cena's house and his massive pool.
I'm surprised her top stayed on.
They want to slowly get into the pool because they're not used to the going swimming in the pool. At least Daniel isn't, I guess. And they dive in, and Daniel's like, "Oh crap, I'm in a pool now."
Which is adorable because he doggy paddles.
He's like a wet dog.
He seriously is. Well, if you think about it, growing up in Washington, you wouldn't have much opportunity to go swimming. Because right. The weather there doesn't necessarily allow for it, so...
Right. The bebopping hipster. That was great.
The bebopping goat.
Mm-hmm. And now we're with one of the Funkadactyls as she gets her bomb.com gear.
From the clubwear shop.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just any clubwear shop. No, it's a strip club shop.
Mm-hmm. It's fabulous. These are some hot-ass outfits, she says.
Now, those shorts barely fit her. What the heck are they going to do for her partner?
Mm-hmm. But we'll get back to that, because now it's time for the big business meeting.
And I like how she's all dressed, ready to, you know, put out if need be. She's locked and loaded, as it were. And he shows up in, like, a sport coat, jeans, and a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's doing the Florida casual. Do you remember when we first met, when you kissed your own hand? Oh, Fandango. Put in the moves.
And she's sitting here flirting with him.
She wants to be the dancer.
And she's talking about how she can't do a split because her hip is really tight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and instead of coming clean and ending this whole charade like, you know, any normal decent person should, no, no, she just digs her hole deeper and deeper and deeper.
Will you massage me? Because I'll massage you.
Basically, she's giving off every... Like, if you could see the way Fandango's looking at her, he is ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, seriously ready to, you know, just do very bad things to her.
And now he's asking her to come to the club, which you know what that means.
He wants to test out her rhythm and dance moves.
Mm-hmm. So now they're at the club, and she's ready to go. He's been drinking. He's going to get her drunk. And then he springs on her. Let's go ballroom dancing. Yeah. And now he's putting the moves on again.
Kissing his own hand, asking if she's going to be there Monday, and tells her to wear, you know, a black dress. I'm with Fandango. And he's putting the moves on her.
She's thinking, what have I done? What have I done? Really, you've been acting like a slut for how long now? And now you're wondering, oh, maybe I'm supposedly engaged now. And I've been, you know, slutting it up. It's like, what am I supposed to do? I should have never slutted it up and, you know, said I could dance. But that's what I did, so now I've got to pay for it.
Pretty much, she's getting ready to pay the piper, but as we head into commercial. But yeah, it's like, you know, oh my gosh, Fandango's laying it on thick. Well, you've only been sending off every single signal to him because, you know, he is a red-blooded man.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, oh hey, I would like to do bad things with you, and, you know, you're not wearing any kind of ring, nobody knows you have your boyfriend. You've given no signal that you're taken. So what is he going to think? Oh, yeah, she's ready to put out to get this job.
She's given every indication that she's ready to put out. And then it's like, wait a second. You are really serious? You want, you know, maybe I shouldn't be putting it out. Oops.
Like, I would love to see an after show of this. Just to see if she and her boyfriend are still together, or if the whole thing was a ruse.
Maybe we'll get that further down the line in the season.
Maybe. But yeah, just... Oh my gosh, you special little snowflake. And I know that's exactly what she's going to be the whole semester, is the special little snowflake.
Did you say semester?
Yes, sorry. Season.
I thought I was hearing things. Semester. Okay, we're going to school. But
well, with the way she's asking, she's basically wanting to take Fandango under the bleachers with her.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, she can't do the splits because of the hard, rigorous wrestling training she's been under.
Yes. It's made her hip ever so tight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As they said on a show on this network, she's a slut. And she tries not to hide that fact until it gets really time to actually put out. So she's a fake slut.
No, she's a tease is what she is. Which is even worse.
Yeah, she's a tease, yeah.
Thank you for giving all women in wrestling essentially a bad name and making everybody think that that's how all women in wrestling got to where they are, is by putting out. Now, to say that some of them have, because they have, but still, it's like basically she's taking the classic approach of, oh, well, you know, I'll get it the casting couch way.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much, yeah. That's the approach you've taken.
Yeah, and then when it comes time to actually, you know, do the deed, yeah. You know, oh my gosh, I have a fiancé. I shouldn't be doing this. What? No.
And we're back.
And they're going to Aberdeen. And I like Breeze boots. I kind of want Breeze boots, actually.
They're now talking about chopping wood challenge. For every three pieces of... for every one piece, the girls chop. The guys have chopped three. I think they have to massage each other as the prize or something for a month.
Well, Bree wants an intimate massage for every week for a month, and Brian's like, that's like four things! Dana Bryan, the no-thrills kind of guy. Mm-hmm. And basically, Nikki and John are not impressed by Aberdeen, Washington. John's got this look on his face like, what the hell have I gotten myself into?
Pretty much, yeah. John's just like, soaking it all in, okay. It's in a small little town. Out nowhere. And we're at Daniel Bryan's house.
Which is exactly what you would expect it to be. It's a 70s ranch with, you know... Basically, that has not come out of the 70s, essentially.
Right.
And I love the huge antlers on the wall. Mm-hmm.
Like, John Cena asks, you have no TV, but Daniel Bryan's like, we have antlers.
Yeah, no TV, not Daniel Bryan style.
Right, and for people wondering when he's talking about antlers, the real antlers, not like, you know, the old-fashioned rabbit ears on your television.
No.
Which still hang on Tim's television to this day.
Ba-dum-ching.
I had to. But
and here's the best part, where Nikki essentially trashes Brian's home and basically looks down at her sister's choice for wanting to live in this house. Because mm-hmm. Brian is showing them around the house, and it's not come out of the 70s, and, you know, he still has his parents' bedroom set, and a cedar chest that's been in his family for years. And John, you know... gives the same staged question of, are you sure you want to do this?
Do you think two kids can fit in this house?
Well, two kids fit in that house at one point because there's, you know, Brian has a brother.
Mm-hmm.
Or a sister. He has a sibling, so... And basically, they're telling her, get out now.
Get rid of, you know, the mom and dad's furniture. It's not like the same mattress, it's just the furniture. And now we're talking with Trinity, and she's talking about her gear, thebomb.com.
Which I find interesting that JoJo's there. Mm-hmm. And of course we have Jon Uso there as well. And Jon Uso, in this segment, oh my god.
Oh, his impression of the other Funkadactyl is tremendous. Because she left a voicemail for the one fan that don't want the guy to hear it. But he heard it anyway.
And now she's freaking out about the gear because, you know, she's got more junk in the trunk and more up top than the other one does.
Right.
Needless to say, nobody's happy.
Mm-hmm. And now it's time to chop some wood, and the Bellas come out wearing, well, nothing.
They have jeans on! But you could tell, like, the one comes out... It's like the one basically just took off her top because she walks out in a bra.
Mm-hmm.
Or a bikini top. One of the two.
Right. And the guys, of course, take off their shirts. And now we have the one Bella in high heels chopping wood. And now the one with the bigger boobs, Nikki, is trying to chop it. And the quote, the line was, I just hit myself in the vagina.
Classy.
As she chops one piece of wood. So the girls got 8, so the guys have to get 24-25 to win. And you have John Cena just rip through it.
And this is where Nikki throws her boobs in John's face. Boobs. And we get the line, which is, already have wood, so it's not going to do anything.
She throws boobs and ass. So, at this point, Cena got a lot of them, and Brian just needs to get, like, two.
Two to tie, three to win. And Brian, being the gentleman that he is, throws the contest as John just grimaces.
Mm-hmm. As he takes, you know, his time. All he had to cut was one piece to get two pieces of wood. And he couldn't even do that. And John Cena's like, God damn it, Brian.
Do you mean I gotta do something other than, you know, just show her my impressive house and drink wine and... And here's the moment. The moment that the fangirls die.
Mm-hmm.
John Cena and Nikki in bed together being all lovey-dovey and touching each other in certain spots, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
And Cena then lays down for a nap.
And now the girls are going off to get some wine.
By the way, clearly Nikki did not dress for the weather.
Mm-mm.
Because she's walking around in Washington in the early summer in a sleeveless shirt.
Yeah.
Well, everybody else is wearing long sleeves.
Mm-hmm. And now they're walking through a field. And they step in geese shit. And now we get the heart-to-heart talk between the sisters.
And basically re-vents the fact that she, you know, she was basically, the point of this trip was she was, I guess, hoping that her sister and John would be accepting of this lifestyle and all for it, like she was for them, and instead they poo-pooed it, and now she's freaking out.
Mm-hmm. Brie has a real moment, you know, she sees the life her sister has and is wondering, is she making the right decision?
Pretty much, yeah.
See, now Nikki's being the bitch, where she's saying, oh, the house needs to be torn down and everything has to change.
No, I mean, yeah, she's coming off like a complete stuck-up bitch because it's like, you know, basically he's not good enough for you. This life isn't good enough for you. The house isn't nothing about this is good enough for you.
Right.
And, you know, instead of, you know, comforting her sister and, you know, trying to convince her that, yes, you're doing the right thing, or, you know, saying, yes, you're doing the right thing. If you love him, then you're doing the right thing. Or, hey, you should talk to him about it. She just completely, you know, shits on everything.
Mm-hmm. As we're in break. So, yeah, that's basically what we came up with. It came out of, I should say, that little bit. Yeah. Nikki's being a bitch. And Bree's like, am I doing the right thing? And to me, she is doing the right thing because, you know, she went to settle down and have a family, and sure, the weather's not great, but the house is fine. It's a tight, you know. I know I didn't grow up in a huge house. It's like, that's a nice house.
Yeah, it's kind of the thing about Brian's house is it is the average house that anybody would grow up in, that pretty much all of us, with the exception of maybe a handful of people who don't live in the United States that listen to this or are going to listen to this, or more people, shouldn't just say a handful, that really grew up in, even then, people that grew up outside the United States will understand it. They just grew up in an average house. It's not an overly big house. I would say it's maybe 1,700 square feet.
Right.
At that. It's not a big house. It's not decorated all sleek and shiny like John's place. It's really no frills. It's very simple. It's very basic. It's very Brian. It reflects him, and you can tell that's not his full-time house.
No, because he lives in, as they've said repeatedly, they live in San Diego together.
Right, so it's it's somewhere, it's basically his family home. It's where he grew up, and he's either gotten it from his parents, either through inheritance or purchase, or they gave it to him, and that's where he and Bree were wanting to live. And there's nothing to say that Bree can't make changes to the house. There's nothing wrong with that, and I'm sure Brian would go for it. It's just more, it's like to say that, you know, basically, well, his family home that, you know, he grew up in and he has all these memories in needs to be torn down and rebuilt. And you need to build, basically the message is you need to build something like what John has, which Brian would not be comfortable in at all.
No, because it's not his lifestyle, and it's clear, and, you know, you could tell the difference between the sisters in this one.
Right, and so it's like, and I can completely understand, you know, Bree's concern about growing up in the sun and living in Washington where on a nice day it's overcast. I can completely understand that. That's not for everybody. So I can empathize.
Right.
And we're back. And it's raw in Tulsa. But yeah, it's like, way to support your sister.
No kidding. So we're in Tulsa, so she's ready to get started and dance with Fandango. JoJo's telling her to do the right thing and say, you can't dance, but, you know. She's like, I don't know if I can tell him. I don't know. She goes up to him and is about ready to tell him, and, well.
By the way, I love how he has his own jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets her opportunity to come clean, and she doesn't take it.
Now we get a little, this is where we actually get a little bit behind the scenes of WWE, how they put things together and stuff like that, which is kind of cool.
You know, you see them pushing crates around, and we see Brodus getting his makeup done, and Natty getting her makeup done.
And now all the girls are around her as she's about ready to get on her big performance with Fandango. And the Funkadactyls are like, what? What's going on?
And this is where it comes out that, you know, Trinity is a professional dancer, which, you know, I'm sure just makes her feel, oh, so much better.
Mm-hmm. You can't do the split? What? Come on now, any dancer can do the splits. And it's now time to get ready. It's time for the big dance with Fandango. We're so excited. We're ready. It's time to go. Well, soon.
Yes, soon as we go into break, basically. And we see the upcoming, which is the meeting with Stephanie. Boom, 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 boom. After the fact, which, oh dear, I guess it didn't go well, but we'll have to find out.
Mm-hmm. What are they meeting about? As we get commercial for some group of people.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know who those two are. I don't really want to know.
Yeah, don't really care.
Yeah, me neither. Ooh, we can get free lenses. Shame I don't wear glasses. Pearl Vision's been around since 1961. Interesting.
I have a payday.
Nice.
And now a Bud Light.
Ah, so you have different commercials. Ah, gotcha.
Yes, I have different commercials than you.
Now I got a Lexus commercial.
Ew. But yeah, so it's like basically getting back to the show. Yeah, why would you... Yeah.
You know, you have all this opportunity to, you know, say, I can't dance, and then, well... It's now coming to the moment where you actually have to dance. The question is, what kind of performance will she be able to put on with Fandango? that's sort of what we're waiting to see.
Exactly. I wonder if they'll be able to pull it off. And mind you, she's having to do this audition before we come back in front of everybody. So pretty much, like, her bosses,
the divas,
the entire roster. Because, mm-hmm. you know, more than just the divas were out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a bunch of people out there watching her ready to dance with Fandango. So, we shall see if what kind of performance she can actually put on for the people.
She did it for the Rock, she did it for the people.
Mm-hmm, pretty much. But can she do it for Fandango?
Well, I'm pretty sure if that, you know, fiance didn't get in the way, she would have done it with Fandango.
Yeah, she would have taken his Fandango. Yeah. She would have tried to perfect the splits for him. And we're back. The moment of truth.
The moment of truth. Can she dance?
It's time. Are you ready? I said, are you ready? It's time to dance. Everyone's waiting for me to dance. And there are all the girls are ready. They're looking. And here we go.
And I love the line, fake it till you make it.
Mm-hmm. Here's the music. And she just walks out. And the girls are just watching on, and he's telling her, come on this way, and yeah, she's doing bad turns, and
actually, we'll say the turn wasn't half bad, but everything else was just like, yeah, you know, she literally had the personality of a carrot.
Mm-hmm. She really can't dance, and Fandango calls it quits, and they're all like, what the hell? Jane walks off pissed. The girls are like, huh? They ask, are we doing this again? Ask Fandango, are we doing this again? He's like, no, we're not doing it. And he walks away.
And Natty likes to add that, you know, basically in WWE, your reputation is everything. And here's where, you know, her boss looks up to her and says, well, didn't you tell us you were a professional dancer? Are you sure you're a professional dancer?
And she's like,
And now she's kind of forced to come clean.
Mm-hmm. And now we're with the Funkadactyls and their new gear.
And, well, Trinity has a mad.
Mm-hmm.
Because, well, certain things are hanging out that shouldn't be hanging out.
Things are hanging out and blurred out.
Yeah, it's bad when they have to blur certain areas of your body out that shouldn't be hanging out in the first mm-hmm. place.
And she's walking around with it hanging out. She doesn't like anything she's wearing. Like, all of her junk is hanging out. And now we go to the seamstress.
Miss Sandra. And Arion's being all fake. And here's where Arion has to come clean and say, yeah, so we hid it our gear, we didn't tell you, so we went behind your back, and we got somebody else to make it.
Yeah, and it's like, this is it? This crap is it? Really? Okay.
This is what you want? And now they expect her to fix it. And Sandra's like, oh, hell no. By the way, I keep trying to figure out who's on the top drawer, like, whose picture that is that they keep blurring out.
I didn't notice that.
It almost looks like Roman Reigns.
I don't know. They're blowing a couple of them out.
It's like they've got pictures of stuff, and I don't know whether it's for reference or it's for it's guys they think are hot or it's what it is. But yeah, they've got pictures. Like, one's clearly a WWE magazine cover.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they just can't show it. I don't know. And she's like, you know, yeah, I ain't fixing that crap. Even though you're with your fake apology, I ain't fixing that crap.
Yeah, basically, Arianne's being a bitch, and, you know, Trinity's like, whoa, wait a minute, here, just apologize to the woman.
Mm-hmm. And she wanted none of it. And now we gotta wear this old-ass stuff. Yeah, because it's so old, you might have had it 3 months.
I'm not sure if it's their stuff, or it looks like some of Mickie James' old gear.
It is their stuff, but the top is at least patterned after what Mickie used to wear.
The pants too, because it's got the really big bell bottoms, and she used to have those.
Yeah, but a little bit. But I think that's the style. You can tell that's a WWE style gear.
Yeah, it is. Well, basically, you know, it's like you got to make the gear to hold the boobs in, and hold everything else in, because Lord knows you don't want stuff falling out.
Right, and they were gonna wear lime green when the tons of funk are wearing the orange. Yeah, because anyway.
Color theory, people. Color theory.
Everyone should take that class.
Seriously.
And now we're in the TV office.
Where Ava Marie is waiting for her doom.
And in walks Stephanie McMahon.
Dude, if I was sitting there and I'd screwed up and Stephanie walked in, I'd be like, yeah, I'm just going to go pack my bag right now. Thanks for the opportunity. Bye.
Now she's talking about how she's embarrassed herself and the company. And, you know, under a normal circumstance, she would probably have been fired. And from what I heard, you know, you get one screw up and then, you know, next time you're really fired. No matter who you are.
Pretty much, yeah, that's the way it goes, and well, she's got her one screw-up on her belt, and it's early in her career.
Yeah, it's very early in career. It's like, yeah, let's walk right in to, you know, walk in and start lying. I loved how that was an awkward commercial. It's like, oh, okay, we're in commercial now.
Well, it's kind of interesting to kind of critique this segment, because they split the Stephanie McMahon segment, obviously, in half for drama's sake, but to be fair, staged and all, this screw-up is a really big screw-up, because it's not only did you lie to your bosses about the fact that you could be a professional dancer, but you now have a guy who needs a professional dancer that does not have one, and they're going to have to find one at the last minute, because they don't have enough time to fly the girl in from the West Coast, or from the East Coast to the West Coast.
Right.
If this were a legit situation, unless she's already there or they've gotten somebody else for Fandango.
This is where a Summer Rae would come in, who's probably on the road with them.
Right, and Summer Rae.
This is where Summer Rae looks into a job rather than Eva Marie.
Right. You know, and if you think about Summer Rae, it's like, well, they told Eva Marie to dye her hair blonde. Well, she dyes her hair red.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she claims she's a dancer, and she's not. And, you know, to her credit, Summer Rae is not a dancer either.
But
she's getting better.
She's getting
her lessons.
Yeah, she's taking lessons and actually wanting to improve. And honestly, she's been a really good manager for Fandango.
She has. She's gotten a lot better, and she's a really nice foil to him.
Mm-hmm.
You see her when you need to see her, and the rest of the time you don't see her, which is good.
Right, and when you don't, not supposed to see her, but you do see her in the background, you see her actually into the match. She's actually working as a manager of LA and into the match, not just standing there. She gets it.
She knows how to do her job.
Mm-hmm. She gets it. She's learning some great stuff at NXT, so it's really showing how Summer Rae has really stepped up her game. And I know that this show has nothing to do about Summer Rae, but yeah, she has.
But it kind of shows that, kind of maybe how that situation unfolded, because Summer Rae came around.
She started full-time around June.
Right, so this would be around the time, potentially, that Summer Rae started when they shot this, so that makes sense how this is all playing out. Probably next episode if we will see maybe some array in the background. But yeah, it's like, this is a major screw-up on any other circumstance. And it's kind of interesting that you have Stephanie taking care of it and not Triple H, because Triple H is technically talent.
Right.
And Stephanie is, even though she's over live events and creative, it's not technically her jurisdiction to reprimand a talent, but that doesn't mean that she can't do it.
She's still a McMahon at the end of the day.
She's still a McMahon, and Eva Marie has done a major screw-up and basically left them in a lurch, and now they have to figure out what they're going to do.
And now Eva's like, oh crap, what did I get myself into?
And Stephanie's looking like she's ready to take this woman's head off. Like, seriously, Stephanie's, like, trying to sit there and look, you know, supportive and look nice. And at the same time, it's like, if Marie even says the wrong thing, she's just done.
If you screw up again, you're gone, basically, is what she just told her.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, and it's like Eva Marie realizes her mistake.
Really quickly.
And really quickly.
So next week, they're moving to Phoenix. And Nikki doesn't like that fact.
And John tells her she's being selfish, which is amazing.
Yeah, and we get to see a little bit more of JoJo next week.
Which will be good, because I'm curious about JoJo. They haven't shown a lot of her yet.
So that basically does that for this Total Divas. Yeah, I'm liking the show.
I'm liking how you're seeing all the girls kind of in their individual roles. And it's nice to be able to see the girls, and really the guys, as real people versus their characters, and see how they differ.
Right.
And you kind of can see what's an act and what's not.
You really can, and we're slowly seeing them define the roles of who they are and who these people are. And that you can actually get behind some of them. Like, from what you see on TV about the Bellas are totally different, especially Brie. Brie's actually likable.
I was going to say, actually, I'm starting to like Brie. Nikki, not so much.
Brie is actually likable. She seems very down to earth.
Well, also, I think Brie's in a completely different place than Nikki is, at least emotionally.
Right.
Because at this stage, she is pretty much secure in her life. You know, she's got Brian. They're ring shopping, which means they're getting ready to get married. They're getting ready to settle down. They're thinking already about kids and where they're going to live. So she's already there.
Right.
She's already reached that point where she's secure in her relationship and she's good to go. And then there's Nikki, who's still very much up in the air with John. And kind of the whole drama of this season is obviously, well, will or will John not commit to Nikki kind of thing? Can she get him to commit? And that's like the $64,000 question. And I'm kind of wondering, like, as he, you know, maybe sees, and I don't know how much of her personality on the show is an act versus how much is real life. She could be putting on an act for the camera to kind of be the wishy one. But at the same time, it's like, you kind of have to wonder if he watches this and he's like, huh?
It's like, what did I actually get myself into?
Because it's different when you're with the person and then you see the reactions to the person that the person has on these shows. And that is like a completely different ball of wax. And that kind of gives you an insight as to what they're really thinking. Because the situations are scripted, but the reactions are real. So, yeah, it will be interesting to see how the season progresses for sure. So thank you to everybody for joining us for our Total Divas recap as we sat here and commented and watched the show. If you haven't checked it out, it's on E! At 10 p.m. Eastern or 8 p.m. Eastern. I'm sorry, I'm not sure which. I don't remember. Check your local TV listings. Go to E.com. Check all that out. It's an amazing show. If you want to see a glimpse of the backstage, if you want to see what some of the WWE performers are really like, Total Divas is your ticket. It's definitely worth the watch. So you've been listening to the Rack Recap Post Show of Total Divas. I'm Lizzie Ward. It's for Soraka, and we're out of here. Bye. Going down.
Come.